On the ski slopes of America, there's a revolution underway, a revolution for complete equality. Snowboarders want access to the few resorts where they're still not welcome, and one snowboard company is leading the campaign. Jane Lindholm reports from Vermont Public Radio.
A couple of weeks ago, Vermont-based Burton Snowboards unleashed a manifesto.
Until snowboarders everywhere are free to ride where they want to ride. Until the snow and the slopes of this great nation have been purged of the scourge of segregation. Until the four elitist fascist resorts lift their draconian bans. There should be no rest, no justice, and no peace.
Burton is offering a $5,000 purse for the best videos of snowboarders poaching the four skier-only resorts in the country. It's a publicity stunt, sure, but Nate Bassard, brand manager at Burton, says there's a more serious issue at stake.
At a certain level, it is discrimination. It's the way people go down a hill. Are they going forward or are they going sideways?
Skiers don't all look at it that way.
I think the snowboarders ought to get a life.
Joan Young has been going to Mad River Glen in Waitsfield, Vermont, since 1952. That's a ski-only mountain right in Burton's backyard.
They got pipes, they got special snowboarding parks. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with Burton. What is the business of capturing Mad River?
But capture Mad River is just what a group of audacious snowboarders did recently. Early on a Saturday morning, a couple dozen riders trudged up the mountain carrying their snowboards. The poachers were aiming for maximum impact, so they chose a day when they knew there would be a crowd. Mad River was inaugurating its new chairlift. There was a quick little ceremony. Miss Vermont unlocked the big fake padlock on the lift and started it up, and that's when the snowboarders emerged, camouflaged against the snow in white Ghostbusters-like suits. Despite initial boos, the snowboarders actually got a pretty warm welcome from the skiers. Local skier Carrie Dolan even liked the stunt, to a point.
It was so super seeing them come down, doing it great. It was really fun to watch. But, you know, this is a skier's mountain.
And that seems to be the majority opinion at Mad River. The area is owned by a cooperative of its skiers, so the only way the resort could change its policy is by a vote. Eric Friedman, Mad River Glen's marketing director, says if Burton wants snowboarders to grace these slopes, founder Jake Burton should put his money where his mouth is.
Any decision is made by the co-op. So we encourage them to show you care, Jake, buy a share.
Burton may not get its wish at Mad River Glen. At last vote, 75% of shareholders supported the ban. Snowboarders have also managed to infiltrate the other three ski-only mountains in the country, Taos Ski Valley in New Mexico and Alta and Deer Valley in Utah. The Utah resorts are holding firm on their policies so far, but all is not lost. Taos has announced it will be opening its runs to snowboarders in March. For NPR News, I'm Jane Lindholm.